Okay, we're on Chafheo Medal at the bottom. Do we learn that the person who's involved in one mitzvah doesn't have to get involved or is not allowed to get involved even in a greater mitzvah? From here, from Velechtecho Vadero, Vishochbecho of Kumecho, right? Mehosom Nafka. We learn from a different place. The Tanya. It says that there were people who were Tomei for Pesach Rishon. They couldn't make Korban Pesach. Why were they Tomei? Right? Osam Anoshim Mihoyu. No Se Arono Shal Yosef Hoyu. Divra of Yosef Aglili. Yosef Aglili says they were the people who were carrying the Aron of Yosef, and that's why they were Tomei. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishoel Vel Tsofen Hoyu. Shall you Oskim and Nodim Aviyu? The Akiva says they were Mishoel Vel Tsofen, who were the ones who had to drag Nodim and Aviyu out of the Heichel. So because of that, they became Tomei. Memela, what's it called? They couldn't become Tahar because, according to the first opinion in this Brisa, when they became Tomei, was what's it called? These the first ones was too close to was. We'll see in a second. Too close to Pesach. We see what the kasha was. We'll see what the answer is on this side. See Rashi first. The whole thing for mitzvah potter min a mitzvah mihachan nafka mishiftech of veisecha vayi anoshim of Pesach midberg kora b'shona hashem sishis mitzrayim. This was the first Pesach they made in the midbar, the only Pesach they made in the midbar. What's it called? The second year after they went out of Mitzrayim. Hachi garsina bebraisa besifri Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishol vel tzofen hayu shenitmu benov aviyu. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, okay, let's just finish up this thing and then we'll go back and see what. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, im nosi arono shel Yosef hayu, kvar hayu chol mitoyer. If they were the ones who carried the aron of Yosef, they could have become tohar way before Pesach. What was the problem? Why? Im mishoel vel tzofen hayu, yicholim hayu litoyer. Either way, what's it called? They can't be them. Because it says that they were tamei in such a way that there was no way for them to become tahar to make Pesach Rishon. If it was either of these, Rabbi Yitzchak held. We'll see what the Rabbi Akiva held and Rabbi Yossi Aglili in a second. But Rabbi Yitzchak said that manavshach. If there were the people who were no se'arono shal Yosef, they could have what's it called become tahar. See Rashi again. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer im no se'arono shal Yosef, how you chalim alitayer. Either way, it couldn't be that they couldn't become Tahar before Pesach. So Rabbi Yitzchak holds they were Tomei to Stam Mesim. Some relatives died, and it was the seventh day of their Tuma was on Erev Pesach. Okay, so now let's see why according to Rabbi Yitzchak, if they were the ones who carried the Aron of Yosef, they could have become Tar before Pesach. And if they were Mishol Vel Tzofen, who dragged Nodav and Aviyu, when they were killed, also could have become Tar. Im no se Aron o shel Yosef, o Mishol Vel Tzofen, hayu yichon hayu toyer. Shari be'echad benisan, who come a Mishkan. Now, this is the chronology according to Rabbi Yitzchak. The Mishkan was put up on the first day of Nisan. The sheni lo sorof elazar es hapara. And on Beis Nisan, they made the first Parah Aduma. Shiyazu al Tmeime, so the Parah Aduma is already ready from the second day of Nisan. Shibahen lasos pischeim betara, kida omre seches gitten, shmona parshios nemru biyom shukam amishkan, u Parah Aduma achas mehet. Eight parshios were said on the day the Mishkan was put up, and they were done immediately. So the parsha of Parah Aduma was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it was done on the second day of Nisan. Uveechad Nisan hukan amishkan, behu ches lemiluin. And according to this chronology, the eighth day of the Miluim was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Miluim, the 8 days of Miluim, started on the 23rd day of Adar, and they ended on the first day of Nisan. And on that day, they started bringing the Karbanos of the Nesiim for the next 12 days. To the Kaimalon, Oso Hayom Notel Eser Atoros. As it says, that day had 10 crowns. It was the first, 10 firsts. First day of the week, it was the first day of the month. So you see that it was what's called Rosh Chodesh Nisan, according to that Gemara. Ubom Nesu Nodav Aviyu. And on the day the Mishkan was put up, that's when Nodav and Aviyu died. So that was the second, the first day of Nisan. Hilkach Mirosh Chodesh V'ad HaPesach HaYuchayim L'Torah. If Mishol V'Altzofen became Tomei to Nodav and Aviyu on the second day, on the first day of Nisan, the Parah Aduma was already in place on the second day of Nisan. So they had plenty of time to become Tahar before Pesach. Ukra Omer V'lo Yachlu. The Pasuk says they couldn't become Tahar before Pesach. Why not? The Nosei Aron Shel Yosef Nomi. Kvar Ovru Aleihem Asorah Chadoshim V'Yosef Shelo Nasu. Where were they carrying Aron Shel Yosef? This time they were still at Har Sinai, right, when they made this Korban Pesach. They were at Har Sinai from Sivan the year before till the 23rd day of Iyar of the next year. So here, what's it called, in Nisan, they were still at Har Sinai. They weren't going anywhere. These people didn't get up in the morning and walk around in circles carrying Aron Shel Yosef. They put it down somewhere and finished. So they had plenty of time to become tahor. Mishechonu b'har chorei b'rosh chodesh Sivan, k'dechsiv b'yom hazeh bo midbar Sinai, v'lo nosu misham at esrim b'ir, 20th day of Iyar, shoshana habah. Not 23rd, 20th day of Iyar, the next year. So when this happened, which was Nisan, right, between the Sivan and Iyar, right, they were not traveling anywhere. T'chsiv v'yi b'shon ha'shenis b'chodesh ha'sheni b'esrim b'chodesh na'alo ha'onan, v'yisu me'ar Hashem. So the ma'isa, either way, they could have been tahor. So on the first thing, the question is, what's it called? What exactly the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shaglili held? How does it fit into the Pasuk? So some say, first of all, that the Mishkan was not put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was put up on the eighth day of Nisan. And the Miluim started on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's Machlokas in Midrashim. And the Rishonim also have Machlokas in this. When exactly this happened? So if it was the eighth day of what's it called of Nisan when Nadav and Aviyah were killed, so that means that Erev Pesach was the seventh day of their Tumah, and Lamaisa they couldn't bring Korban Pesach, because we'll see in 1 second that's what the Rav Yitzchak hold, the seventh day, and we hold that you can't shecht Korban Pesach for somebody who will be able to eat it at night, but on the seventh day isn't capable, wouldn't be capable of eating it of their Tumah. So that answers what's it called there, Mishol Vel Tzofan. And no se arono shel Yosef, Lamaisa could be that they held that the Paraduma wasn't brought until much later. The Shaila, the way that Rabbi Yitzchak learns, the Paraduma was brought the second day of Nisan. But there are other shitas, the Paraduma wasn't made later than that. And therefore there wasn't available the Ephra of Paraduma till the time that they wouldn't have been able to become Tahar, they wouldn't have had 7 days before Pesach to become Tahar. But Rabbi Yitzchak holds that not true. The Paraduma was made on the second day of Nisan, and therefore the people who carried Aron Shel Yosef had no problem becoming Tahar from the second day of Nisan till Erev Pesach, and even the people who became Tahar because of Nadav and Aviyu, right, it happened on the first day of Nisan, they could have become Tahar also before Pesach. So who were they? Tmei meis mitzvah. Lab meis mitzvah dafka kamer. It doesn't mean somebody. A meis mitzvah is usually somebody who doesn't have somebody to bury them. In the midbar, everybody had somebody to bury them. Right? So it meant a karav. Meis mitzvah means somebody. It's a mitzvah for you to bury. It could be either a relative. If it's not your relative, and it's only a mitzvah for you to bury them if nobody else is around to bury them. Dafilu meiseim nomi meis mitzvah karilu. Somebody's relative is also called a meis mitzvah. The mitzvah is asik bohem. The gon ha amurim beparshas koanim. Shakoi mitamibo, 7 krovim, you're chayiv to bury them, so it's a mitzvah for you. And if it's not one of your krovim, but there's nobody else to bury them, then it's a mitzvah also for you, for everybody. Shechol shvi shalohen, the afagav the chazul yursa, right, and Rabbi Yitzchak holds that ein shochtim vizorkim al tamei meis, person who the seventh day of his tumah, what's it called, falls on Erev Pesach. So theoretically, you could be maz on him, make him tahar, so at night he could eat Korban Pesach, bring Korban Pesach on the seventh day, even though right now he's not fit for Korban Pesach, but he will be by nighttime to eat. So it's machlokas in Pesachim, whether you such a person can bring Korban Pesach or not. Rabbi Yitzchak holds he can't. The afagav the chazilu or solo ishtru the kesavra ain't shoknev esorkin al tamei sheretz. Right? A tummy sheretz also, a person's tummy one day and becomes tahar at night, also you don't shech korban pesach for him. Mikom makom, and that's lav dafka. It didn't have to be exactly like that. It could have been that the eighth day, the seventh day was erev pesach itself. In other words, the sixth day was erev pesach, and the seventh day would have been pesach. But he said it like this because he holds that even if the seventh day was erev pesach, they still couldn't have brought it. Kol shkein, if the erev pesach was one of the earlier days of their tumah. We see from here that a person who's involved in one mitzvah, they were involved in burial, right? You don't give up the burial because you have a bigger mitzvah coming, the mitzvah korban pesach. So you see, osik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah, right? You don't say, don't be metame lemeis, because that's a smaller mitzvah. You have a bigger mitzvah coming, wait for the bigger mitzvah. You do the mitzvah you have now, and you don't worry about the bigger mitzvah later. Shari nitmu b'meiseim shiva yom lefnei ha-pesach. They became tamei to their meis 7 days before Pesach. The afal pi shetumah zu ma'akev al yodam achilus b'sechem. Even though this tumah is going to prevent them from bringing korban Pesach. Alma mitzvah kala habo liyotcha ein atzorech litchosom et mei chamura hasid olavo. And that's how Rashi learns osik b'mitzvah potzer min ha-mitzvah. You don't have to give up the smaller mitzvah now because of a bigger mitzvah later. So Yoel Rosenstein asked me, Lechora, what's the raya from here? By Pesach, you have Pesach Sheni. You have a second chance to make it up. So that's when you don't say, give up this mitzvah, what's it called, for the bigger mitzvah, because the bigger mitzvah, you have a makeup. Lechora, the kasha, no kasha. Because it's talking over here before there was Pesach Sheni. When they became Tomei, they didn't know there was Pesach Sheni. And still, so we learn from them, what's it called? I gave him a different answer, but it's very poshut here, that this whole thing was made before there was Pesach Sheni. And they came, they assumed that there wasn't going to be another chance, and Mamela, they still were Matami Lameis. And they came to Moshe, how come we're Lama Nigora? And then there were Machadish, the parish of Pesach Sheni. So the Moshe gave them a new thing. They didn't know there was another chance, and still, Hausik Mitzvah Potter Mena Mitzvah. Okay. So why do we say we learn it from Krishma, from B'shiftech of Aveisecho Uvlechtech of Aderech? Why don't we learn it from over here, from the Tmei Mesim by Korban Pesach? Samara says, Shenemer v'lo yochol laso Pesach v'yamahu. V'yamahu ein yecholim laso, solomachar yecholim laso. It says they couldn't make it that day, mashva the next day. Had it been the next day, they would have been Korban Pesach. Must be talking with the seventh day was Erev Pesach, and that's why they couldn't bring it that day, but the next day, yes. Someone says, Tricha. No, you need both limudim. Di ashmin and hasa mishum de lo matuz man chiyuva de Pesach. If I only heard the case of Korban Pesach, I would only learn over there that if the mitzvah has not yet taken effect, the bigger mitzvah, and you have a smaller mitzvah that takes effect, then you get involved in the smaller mitzvah and don't worry about the bigger mitzvah that's going to come later. Right? But over here, right, the person who's going Lidvar Mitzvah, already the Mitzvah Kriyishma took effect. And since he's Osik B'Mitzvah, he's still Potter. He doesn't have to give up that Mitzvah for a Mitzvah that right now is Chal on him. Right? By Korban Pesach, the Mitzvah of Pesach wasn't Chal on him yet. So don't give up this Mitzvah for the sake of a Mitzvah that you're going to cause you're not going to be able to do later. But here, both of them take effect at the same time. So if you're already osik in this one, you don't have to stop it, even though another one is immediately now effective. So that's why avohacha dematazman kriyishma emalo. Right over there, the chiyuv of Korban Pesach didn't come yet. It wasn't going to come for another week. But here, the chiyuv of kriyishma is already there. Maybe you should give up this mitzvah and go to the bigger mitzvah. Kamash v'lo, no. Tzrich, the yashmin hacha, so let's just say the case of kriyishma. And I'll know Kol Shekain, the case of Korban Pesach. Right? Because if you give up a mitzvah that already took effect, surely a mitzvah that even didn't take effect. Mar says, no. The Yashmin and Hachav, it only said the case of Kriyashma, Mishim Deleka Koris. That's because Kriyashma is not a Koris, it's only a mitzvah saseh. So for that, you don't give up a mitzvah for a mitzvah saseh. But for a mitzvah saseh that has Koris, for that, you do give up a smaller mitzvah. Kamash Malon, even a mitzvah saseh, sheish bo kareish, you say, I will seek the mitzvah, patr min ha-mitzvah. of a hosam dika kari say malo tricha. Okay, there's a place to say that therefore if it's a mitzvah sheyesh bo kari, it's only if it didn't take effect yet, because that's all we can learn from Korban Pesach, right? But if it did take effect yet, maybe then you don't say osik mitzvah potter mitzvah. Or no, since we have two limudim, we see that it doesn't make a difference if it took effect or didn't take effect. It doesn't make a difference if it's koris or not koris. And therefore, in all cases, you say osik mitzvah potter mitzvah. Gufa. Rashi. Delomotas man chiyuva, kishenitmu adain lo higiyas man achilas pesach. When they opted to become tameh, knowing that they're not going to be able to ring Korban Pesach, but the mitzvah of Korban Pesach didn't take effect yet. But Kriya Shema, which took effect already when the person was osek in that mitzvah, so maybe he now should drop that mitzvah and be osek in the second one. Avo Pesach de Bekoris Emolo, and if I only had the case of Kriya Shema, I would say maybe Korban Pesach is different to Chiyuv Koris. And since it's going to prevent them from bringing Korban Pesach, which has a chiyuv koris to it, not that they're going to be chayuv koris, but the chomer of the mitzvah maybe is of such a nature that you're not metameh in order that you should be able to mekayim this essay, which is so chomer. Kamash b'mon that not. Tzricha lemichta b'yoma hu lashvina denit mutok shiva. Dosik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah in all. In all cases. Okay, Gufa. Now we're going to go back to some of the things we said before. Omer Rababa Barzavda Omer Rab. Ovil chayim b'chol mitzvah samuas b'torah chutz mitzvilin. We said before, an ovil, right, since he's not torid b'tirda the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah for an ovil to be torid. He's supposed to do what he has to do. But he doesn't have to feel, distraught. That's not what an ovil has to do. So his tirda is not a tirda of mitzvah. So he's chai b'chol ha-mitzvah samuris b'torah, he's not osik b'mitzvah. Chutz mitfilin, except for tfilin. Shari nemer bohen pe'er, right? What does that mean? So tfilin is called a pe'er, and it's not fit for an ovil to be mispoyer, because then it looks like he's not misabel. Looks like he's ignoring the avelis. How do we know that? Mid'omer li'rachmon li'yecheskel, since the Rabban Shalom said to Yecheskel, right, when he was an ovil, okay, leave your tefillin on. Right? Atu de mechayvis. Mashma, the Rabban Shem had to tell him something that was unusual. Otherwise, why do you have to have a special? The Rabban Shem will tell him halachas that he should know on his own. If the halacha is that an ovel wears tefillin, then he knows he wears tefillin. And the Rabban Shem doesn't tell him, leave your tefillin on. Mashma, only you leave your tefillin on. But other people are potter from tefillin. Avakuleyam b'ptire. V'hani mile biyom rishon. That's only the first day of Avelis. The day the person's buried, then you're potter from tefillin. V'chsiv acharisa ki yom mar. Yom mar. Yom mar is the first day of Avelis. Okay, Rashi. Mida omer li rachmon li yecheskel, mida omer li rachmona hinini lokeach mimcho esmach manei necho v'magefa. I'm going to take your wife away in a plague. She's going to die. Your wife's going to die. Ha'aneg dom. Right, mesim, avalosasa lo tisabel oleho. But what's it called? And keep quiet, right? Hanik don mesim, but don't be misabel for her. Peir chachavu shalosh chashaloka derashar adelim. I don't want you to mourn for your wife. Leave your tefillin on. Unlike other adelim, will take them off. Vishani osa oscha osu mosaf Israel. Why? Because you're going to be a symbol to Klal Yisrael. By not mourning for your wife, shekach asidim lomus meseim ve'ein ish misabel aleim. There's going to come a time when the death is going to be so prevalent that people are not going to have time to be misabel. Right? Rachmana litzlan, the Holocaust like that, but it was like bechur mabai, it's the same thing. Alma ovaloser betfilin. You leave your tefillin on, unlike other people have to take them off. V'hani mili biyom rishon, the ikr marora chad yoma. The ikr bitterness of Avelis is one day. And some hold that that first day is also only to Rabbanan, but we have a pasuk that says Achrisa Ki Yomar. Another holds no, that that first day is Doraisa, Avelis, the first day.
How do we know it doesn't mean that they shouldn't leave it on the whole day? Part of it
What?
How do we know that?
No, because it doesn't say. Right, only put, leave it on, what's
other
it called?
Other people have to take it off.
What?
Other people have to take off it.
Yeah, but what's the nafkamina? If you're chayv in tefillin, you're chayv every second. Right, so there's no part of the day or no, what part of the day. Right, either you're chayv or you're potter. Tefillin is not a mitzvah that's a one-time thing or whatever. It's an ongoing chiyuv. It's not even day and night or whatever. It could be ongoing all the time. Right? If you hold it laila zman tefillin. So it's not a mitzvah of today's mitzvah tefillin or tomorrow's mitzvah tefillin. It's a mitzvah that's ongoing. So manafshach. If you're chayiv, you're chayiv. If you're not chayiv, then you're not chayiv at all on that day. So in any case, so basically what the halach is like this, that the day that a person dies, person doesn't put on tefillin, right? And even after the kvura, he doesn't put on tefillin. That whole first day doesn't put on tefillin. What happens though if a person died on Monday and you didn't bury him till Tuesday? So you don't put on tefillin till the burial because you're an onay. So anyway, you don't put on tefillin. Now the burial's over, it's not the first day anymore. It's the second day. So some hold you put on tefillin after the burial if it's not the first day. And the minig in Yerushalayim is like that. And the minig, others hold that whenever the day of the burial is, you put it from tefillin, that whole day. Doesn't make a difference if it's the first day from the time the person died or not. The first day of Shiva after the kvura is also put it from tefillin. Okay, let's go on. V'omar Rabbi Abba Bar Zav de Omar Rav, Ovel Chai B'Sukkah. And Ovel is Chayiv B'Mitzvah Sukkah. Pshita, why should it be Potter? Right? Mao the same. Ahoil ba Omra Baba Barzavda Omar Rav Hamitstayer Potter Mina Sukkah. Person who's discomforted by the Sukkah is Potter. Hai nomi mitstayer. Then Oval is mitstayer. Kamash Malon, honey milate Sarah de Menela. That's Sarah that comes automatically. So nothing you can do about it. So if you're mitstayer, you're Potter from the Sukkah. Aval hocha ihu to come mitstayer nafshe. Over here, the Ovel, again, there's no mitzvah for him to be mitzvah. He's making himself the tzar. So, Iboyel, Eli Yisuvei Daite. He should get out of the tzar so he can be chayiv in Sukkah. If it's a tzar that you can control, then control it. If it's something you can't control, then you're potter from Sukkah. Some learn what this means is the Rosh, that it's only where the tzar is because of the Sukkah, then you're potter from Sukkah. But if the tzar has nothing to do with the Sukkah, right? Whether you're in the sukkah or out of the sukkah, you have the same tzar, like the Ovel, Manavshah. If he can control it, you won't have tzar in the sukkah. If he can't control it, you're going to have the same tzar in the house. So sukkah is not relevant over here to the tzar, then you're not potter from sukkah. Okay, it's mashma, the Gemara a little bit differently. The Gemara is mashma that it's a tzar you can control, that's what, if you couldn't control it, even if it has nothing to do with the sukkah, l'chora, you'd be potter. But that's the way the Rosh learns this, that it depends if it's created by the sukkah, that means that you can't control it. If you can control it, then it's not made by the sukkah then. What? Well, it could be Chol HaMoed, the person died. Okay, here. There's no simcha dafka and Chol HaMoed. V'omar Abba Bar Zavda Omar Rav. Okay. Shibashi. Pshita Maishno Ho Mishar Mitzvahs. The Shamin and Rav La'el the Ovel Chai B'Chol HaMitzvahs. Why does he have to mention Sukkah specifically? We already said that in novels, Chayiv, in all mitzvahs. Tzara de Menela. So Mar says, no, Sukkah is different because Sukkah mitzvah is potter. So I might think in Ovel is also. Mar says, Tzara de Mishah, Sukkah mitzvah. So that's what Rashi seems to learn. The Sukkah is mitzvah you. And you can't control it. You can go in Chamo, Tzina, it's too hot in the Sukkah, it's too cold. O Sircha bedvorm she sichet bohem. Or the Schach stinks. So the Sukkah is causing you tzar. But over here, mi boy le yisuvei daite, chova lovely yashiv daite, the mitzvah. But over here, it's not the sukkah that's causing you tzar, you're causing yourself tzar. You'll have that same tzar outside the sukkah if you don't control it. So control it and sit in the sukkah. Okay. Okay, let's go on. But others learn that the sukkah causes you tzar when you're an ovel because, like, you get claustrophobic or whatever. You're better to be in a bigger place or whatever when you're an ovel. Yeah, and you can control it better. What?
Include the first day as well? The day of the
Yeah. Okay. Except where he's an onan before the burial. Then he's putter from all the mitzvahs for a different reason. Okay. The Omer of Abba Barzav, the Omer Rav, Chosin Vashushbinin, V'chol B'nei Achupa P'turim Min HaSukkah. Chosin and his whole entourage is putter from Sukkah, Kol Shiva, the whole 7 days. My Shaima, Mishum Deboi L'miyachti V'leich L'besukkah. Right? Because you would have to, what's it called, eat and drink and make your festivities in the Sukkah. V'lichtu B'sukkah, right? Well, somebody says, fine, so what's the problem? So make your festivities in the Sukkah. Ein simcha l'bechupa, right? So what's it called? No, what's it called? There's no simcha unless the makom chupa. So you can't make this festivities in the Sukkah because it's a different place than the chupa. And the place that you're, what's it called, kavua for simcha, that's where you make the simcha. So the Sfardim learn from here, the Sfardish Poskim, right, based on the Rishonim that learned the sugya like that, that the only time that you say Sheva Brachas is if you're in the chuppah. In other words, there's a place where the chasan and kala are staying for the Shiva Simei Amishta, that's called the chuppah. That's where they're kavua, that's where you say Sheva Brachas. If they go out of that place, they don't make Sheva Brachas in somebody else's house or whatever. It only has to be all in the place where the chasan and kala are kavua for all 7 days. That's called the chuppah. And you're only a Mesameach in the chuppah. And others hold, wherever the chasan and kala come to a suda kavua, that's called the extension of the chuppah. And you simcha, but in a sukkah, it's not kavua. It's an aroi. So there is not called chuppah. That's what Gemara says, right? V'leich lu b'sukkah, liach lu b'sukkah. So fine. So let them make their kviyas in the sukkah and make their sheva brachas in the sukkah. What's the problem, right? Gemara says, ein simcha ela b'chuppah. Gemara says, v'leich lu b'sukkah, liach lu b'chuppah. Right? Eat in the sukkah and be meyachid in the chuppah. Ein simcha ela b'makom suda. No, the simcha has to be where you eat. If you're eating in one place, you can't have the chuppah in another place. Gemara says, v'le'evdu chuppah b'sukkah. So fine, so make the chuppah in the sukkah. Be mekoveya, the chasan and kala, in the sukkah. Abaye omer mishum yichud. Abaye says, no, you can't make the chuppah. The chasan and kala should be kavua the whole 7 days in the sukkah because of yichud. Because sometimes the chasan will leave, and what's it called, and the kala will be left alone with other people. Right? And even though baila be'ir, right? So it could be that a kala is not like that, doesn't have that p'tur of baila be'ir. Right? Because the chasan, like, gave rishus for her to be there, then it's not, doesn't have that din of baila be'ir that takes away yichud. Or maybe the chasan can't go out of the city because he's not allowed to leave his kala. But that's what they say, that it's baila be'ir. It won't be a thing because the chasan gave rishus for the, what's it called, for the people to stay there, and that's doesn't his being around doesn't take away the yichud. For Rava Amar Mishum Tsar Chasan, and Rava says no, you can't make a chuppah in a sukkah. It's a tsar for the chasan. It's too small. It's not, even if you have a gigantic sukkah, it's not a comfortable place to be. My binai, what's the difference because of yichud or because of tsar? It could be neither the shriche inshid and afki the aili lahasam. Right? Depends if there's a lot of people coming in and out. There's no yichud. Right? If it's just a chasan kala and maybe one or two other people, then it's a problem. But if there's people walking in and out of the sukkah constantly, then there's no yichud. Leman domer shum yichud leka. Leman domer shum tsar chasan ika. Reb Zeira, ano achli besukkah v'chadi b'chuppah. Reb Zeira said, when I came to my chasana, we ate in the sukkah and we made the simcha outside the sukkah, we made the chuppah somewhere else. And he doesn't hold that you have to have chuppah b'makom suda. The koshkin, the chodili boy, the kovid natarte. And I was extra happy because I was able to makayim both things. I was able to makayim the mitzvah sukkah, plus the, what's it called, simcha sachasana. Rashi. L'michdei l'smoach. Mishum yichud, the stam sukkah, ha'y osim begagosein. Most of their sukkahs were on the roof, away from people. The ain derech bi of yitzir shom l'rabin. People weren't walking around on roofs. They only went up there to makayim the mitzvah sukkah. Mitamid mei atorach. The shemayerid achosin lasos tracha. Maybe the chosin will go down to go to the bathroom. The yishyachir acher in makala, or to do some other things, and somebody's going to be left alone with the kala. Tsar chosin shamokum tsar upasuach she'ein lo ela shalos tefanas. The sukkah, first of all, is small, and secondly, it's open. It only has to have three walls. So it's lav dafka, a place that's sanua. He's going to be embarrassed to, what's it called, to be mesameach with his kala, what's it called, in a way that's not sanua if it's open to the public. Tartei shtei mitzvah. So Reb Zera said, no, I ate in the sukkah and made the chuppah in the house, and I had both mitzvahs, sukkah, mitzvahs, nesuin. Gon shenosa erev haregel. He's talking where he got married on erev yontif. You don't get married on what's it called on Yontif. But they bring a raya from here that you can't get married on Yontif, but you can have the Sudas Nisuin on Yontif at night. Because otherwise it can't be possible that 7 days you putter from Sukkah if you're a chassan. You can't get married on the first day of Yontif, so you can't, that's not the 7 days. If you get married erev Yontif, then it's over by the seventh day. The sixth day is the end. So the seventh day, you're chayav. Right? Elamai, the Suda was the night of Yontif. And the what's it called? The Sheva Brachas goes from the Shah, the Chorah of the Suda. Others learn differently, but in any case, that's what some bring a raya. You don't start the Cheshbin of Sheva Brachas except from the Sudas Nesuin and on. And Halach is not like that. You start it from the Chuppah. So then you have to figure out a way how it comes out to be 7 days that he's potter completely. Okay.